one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tony.
That right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Thank you, Saya. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
What is going on, Bruce?
Day two NFL free agency starting to slow down a little, but
yeah,
still some.
It's where you pick and choose.
Okay? Still some big dogs.
Yeah, choose
still,
your spots.
Still some big shoes to drop.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Danielle Hunter, maybe the Texans. We'll see.
Oh, is that the rooms?
What's the Aaron Wilson NFL?
Okay.
Latest.
He is tied in down there in Houston, Texas.
He is pretty good.
Yeah.
I do like Aaron Wilson.
And he picks his spots.
Yeah. I respect his work.
Yes.
He never gets out over his skis.
Yep. He just sticks to what he got. What's he got?
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Otter, how are we?
Hell yeah. Doing pretty good, Tom.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
How did we do last night?
Ooh, I hit a parlay.
That baby.
Oh, yeah. It was a pretty good night, actually.
I had the Rags who won and the Celtics who covered.
Big dub for the Rags. The league is in shambles over just the little chicken wings sticking out.
I tend to agree with you.
He's going to get suspended. That's fine. My issue with him is turning down the fight beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, there's no sauce on the chicken wing. He could have put a little bit more sauce on there. Really hurt that guy.
You're right. It was more of a breaded chicken wing.
But
yeah,
the issue is turning down the fight and then doing that.
He can't fight every day of his life. All right.
He hasn't fought in a week at least.
His eyes still
because everyone's telling him he's not allowed to.
Yeah, but the Devils, they played the Devils last time and he had to answer the bell for
he's
what he did.
Breathing last through time. A straw, brother.
So, your guy's getting soft?
No.
Yep.
No, the league's soft.
Yep. No, you can't say that. You're calling the league soft. Your boy shouldn't be turning down a chance to answer the bell.
Softer than the
can't have guy. It both ways.
Jalen Brunson would eat that chicken wing and score a layup.
Well, let's hope Jalen Brunson can get the Knicks to more than 79 points tonight. 73.
Mm-hmm.
How's Chomps going?
Doesn't start till 4 because of the time change.
Oh.
Dude, yeah, hearing that London's only 4 hours
that's wild.
Broke my brain.
Yes.
Wait, does London not do daylight saving?
No, they do not.
They do not participate.
But I'm still confused.
Why are you confused?
I don't know. I thought it was 6 hours, but it's 4 right now. But we only move the clock an hour. So when
don't overthink 5, it. Hey, don't overthink it, okay?
I wouldn't overthink it.
Bruce, don't overthink it.
Okay? I'm not going to overthink
Hockeywood
it.
Hockeywood fucking laid it down on the aisles last night.
Big win for Hockeywood.
That'll happen.
We got a big matchup tonight. Okay. We got a big one. Florida Panthers at Texas Hockey.
What about the New York Rangers at the Carolina Hurricanes?
Well, that's a back-to-back. That's tough. Gensel's making his debut for the Canes. That's a tough spot for
the Rangers. That is a tough spot.
Yes. Tough spot for the Rangers.
Could be people saying maybe Stanley Cup preview in Dallas tonight.
Oh, is that what people were saying?
That is the word on the street, actually.
That's what at least one person. No, I actually saw a second person.
Yeah, I told you. It's active out there.
People are saying.
We will do hockey. We'll do NBA. We will do college basketball. Are we doing college basketball?
Yeah, short slate because there's day games today.
And
big win for those Fordham boys.
Absolutely massive comeback for the Fordham Rams in the first round
knocked of
the
A-10
championship.
4.5 point dog.
Yeah, Davidson back to TikTok and they got to be sick.
Okay,
their lineup was.
I don't love the. Before we do this,
the CBB slate.
Any of the signings today do anything for anybody?
No. Have the Cowboys signed a fucking player?
Yeah, they re-signed their long.
Drew Lock's cool.
Pretty big. I do love it. Drew Lock in New York.
I should say.
If we don't draft somebody, we're staring down.
Anything that happened last night after this show, too, which, Brian Burns.
Brian Burns is that turned my frown right upside
down.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge for you guys.
Yeah,
if he can play right tackle, like, that'll be huge for you guys.
Yep, and Singletary, like, not to just shit on Saquon, but it is, like, he hasn't played a full season
since
his rookie year.
Don't try to compare Motor to fucking Saquon.
Big Motor has as many scrimmage yards since 2019 as Saquon Barkley.
Bruce, you sound like
behind a very good O-line.
Yeah, and now we got
don't
John you can take Bruce, off your
don't,
blue goggles.
Now we got
don't
John
don't bury
even the way
Saquon to put up Motor. You don't have to do that.
If we sign Saquon to a 12 to 15 mil deal and didn't shore up our O-line, What it,
did you sure up your O line?
Yeah,
who?
Big time.
With who?
John Runyon.
Okay, that's one guy.
John Runyon, and then we also picked up a capable right tackle swing guard whose name I have not learned how to pronounce. I mean, $7 million a year from the Raiders.
I don't know if those two were Saquon.
We're moving at Evan Neal to left guard. John Runyon is a pro's pro.
Yeah, that's
fine. He's probably the best O line pickup the Giants have made since Nate Solder, and Nate Solder showed up 185 pounds soaking wet, ready to retire.
I like the Shaq Barrett signing.
That's sure. Big.
I love Pat Queen, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
You have to. Hopefully he keeps that pizzazz.
He's got a lot of pizzazz.
He had so much pizzazz last year that you almost
literally have been looking for a linebacker since 2017.
It's a good price.
Great price.
Aaron
Jones. I like what the Vikings have done.
Yeah, I do too. I've
always been a fan of Darnold.
I like Kevin O'Connell.
I mean,
the ball coach. And Darnold, they're drafting
some. You have not always been a fan.
Yeah, I have.
He has stood on business on Sam Darnold for quite some time.
I will always give that guy a chance.
I would like to see Penix in Minnesota with O'Connell.
Sure.
That's what I am envisioning for the Vikings. I think that'd be sweet. Keep him in the purple. He can sling it.
Well, if we're going like with Bruce's reasoning, Gus Edwards is the biggest signing in all of free agency going to the Chargers.
That is huge. I forgot about that. Why?
I mean, if Big Motor is the biggest signing of the year, then...
No, I'm just saying that he's a very capable Saquon replacement, and when you factor in interior line depth and Devin Singletary, it's better than Saquon and no interior line depth.
I don't know how I feel about Jordan Brooks.
He's really...
Yeah, he's great.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I would want if I were you, even though you guys probably have no money? Justin Simmons would be sweet.
Hey, they're good at safety.
Yeah, we got Javon Holland.
Joe Mixon, I think, is going to be good for the Texans. Now, is he a big motor? No, but...
My buddy texted me a huge upgrade for the Texans. Bro, pump your brakes.
It's a bit of an upgrade for
the Texans. No, it's not.
You are unbelievable.
There's not many.
Devin Singletary was running like a madman last year. All right?
Sure.
Right. Singletary have like 1,000 yards or something. Am I missing something?
He had like 850.
All right. Holy
low usage rate.
Capable.
What about Eckler's deal? 2 year 11?
Yeah.
11.65.
So Josh Jacobs basically got a 1 year 12 from the Packers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They.
I was surprised to see the Packers guaranteed always, money was only 12.
The Packers always do their money up front in year one. It's just what they do. It's just weird, but. He'll be there obviously more than one. Yeah, more to come.
Who's left?
There's a lot of people out there. To be when you look at
Hunter,
Calvin Ridley just wants anybody but the Patriots.
Feels like it.
Yeah, that reporting it raises some eyebrows to me. I mean, the Jaguars don't have nearly as much cap.
Tyron Smith is still out there. CJGJ is still out there. Kendall Fuller, Marquise Brown. All the wideouts are still out there pretty much besides Mooney. Steph Gilmore's out there. Chase Young.
We could use a corner.
Levante David's still out there.
I like the Lions getting Carlton Davis. I thought that was a nice
Clowney. Move.
I mean, Clowney will sign a week before the season.
Bingo. Every year. 100%.
He's also going to stay a Raven.
J.K. Dobbins is out there. Obviously, he's coming off a huge injury, so who knows? Like, OBJ, Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd.
What does an OBJ deal look like?
Five, seven.
No? What do you think he's asking?
Five.
Yeah.
He can't be asking much.
Can't. Yeah.
No, you can't.
Willie Gay Jr. is out there still. Bobby Wagner, Devin White.
Willie Gay Jr. had the eyes on a...
on a tweet.
Yeah.
X is out there still. Kenny Moore just got signed back. Geno Stone got signed. Jordan Whitehead's still out there. There's some decent names. There's some guys that will start for sure.
Jimmy G's going to have teams knocking down the...
Ravens have slowly lost some pieces here.
Queen, Stone.
They're DC.
Clowney.
Smith.
What's his name?
Yeah, but then they'll draft...
Kurt Van Noy.
They'll draft like 3 mid-round defensive players that turn out to be all...
We'll work out, yeah. And that's been free agency so far.
Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry will be cool.
Not yeah, you, that's Tony, a problem. But
just in general.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be a big letdown.
Probably.
No.
No, 30-year-old running backs always work out.
Yeah, but I mean, the Ravens make it work with any running back.
Or they get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be wishing that.
I didn't wish it. I was just telling. NBA tonight.
There is NBA tonight.
There is. I don't like any of it.
What?
It's not the best slate by any means.
I mean, it's not a bad slate.
I got a couple like, in the pod.
Gambling wise, I don't like. I'm like Pacers and OKC.
Okay, so
it's a moneyline parlay piece.
With who? OKC?
Yes.
I think Pacers plus 7.5 going into OKC is live. I don't think that. Well, they might win.
Like decent. Celts are on a back to back, so I may just. I might. I don't. I probably shouldn't let that scare me away. I might just lay it with the Celtics again.
All right. I got Celtics, Knicks, OKC, Clippers moneyline parlay.
Okay.
And I like the Bucks on the moneyline as well.
Bucks being basically a pick 'em.
Yeah.
They were plus one last night.
I'm going to lay it with the Celtics again.
Right.
That's just going to be my play tonight.
I like it, Tony. OG Anunoby returns for the New York Knicks.
Wow.
So, we are Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson away from our starting lineup. I think it might be time to start considering the Knicks unders.
Do you think?
Yeah. Maybe we're a day late and a dollar short here, but it certainly feels like this one might struggle to go over the total.
Okay.
Total is only at 208 because the last time these two teams played, it was their last game. It finished like 73-77.
Yeah.
I think that was the lowest scoring game in the last like 3 years of the NBA.
Since 1997.
It's not really not the sharpest play in the world, but awesome. I think they stay under again.
I'm actually taking the over of that game just because everybody's on the under. It's 208. This is the lowest total I've seen all year.
What, dude?
What, dude?
Is that on your card?
Yeah, bro. It's
he gets fun. Up and
it is.
Is that it on is. Your
it
card?
It is on his card.
The first thing on my fucking card. It's right here. And then also I'm taking the
what are the odds of that?
It's minus good. 110, dude.
No.
No, go ahead. Continue.
I'm so confused. All right. I got the Pacers in a parlay here, actually, because I didn't love the board. So we're sprinkling a parlay. We got Sacramento plus 2.5. Don't love that. Minnesota plus 6.5. Don't love that. And then the Indiana Pacers plus 7.5. Don't love any of those plays.
So parlay them together for a big one.
Yep.
I like that. I fancy your chances.
It's good. That's good thinking.
It's a good gimmick.
Nikki?
How we doing?
Good. How are you? Big night.
Big night.
Big night. Big game. I looked at the slate this morning, and I looked at it started looking at it again about 2 minutes ago. I have not had time to go through it all, so we're going to do it live.
Do it live.
There's a lot. There's a lot of close games.
I wanted to take Buffalo because the Wings have been so terrible. Guess who's also been pretty terrible as of
the Sabres.
The Sabres. So yeah. I'll stay away from that.
I like the Wings at plus money. I think they've needed a lot lately, but they need this one bad.
They need this one, and this is one they can get. Buffalo is a gettable team. So okay. I also like Detroit plus money on the
road. Okay. Rangers plus money on the road against Carolina. Rangers on a back to back after a big win last night. After they thought about giving it away.
No, they didn't.
Well, it was 2-0, and then it was 2-1. I mean, it was game late.
And then they sauced in an empty netter and put that thing to sleep.
It's sauced in an empty piece.
They thought about it. Is Gensel going?
Yeah, Gensel's in. I like the Canes on the money line. Only because it's a back-to-back.
Exactly. If this was a battle of two rested teams, this would be different.
Maybe a coin flip.
Much closer, maybe. But I will take Carolina at home. 20,000 screaming Caniacs.
Sure.
Getting a taste of Jake Gensel. In their colors.
Is Rampy playing tonight or is he kicked out?
Yeah, he's going to break somebody in.
He's definitely got a suspension coming. He had a hearing.
No, he doesn't. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Torch just got 2 games for screaming at a player.
Yeah, I bet Rampy's going to get at least a game.
Soft-ass league.
Probably a 3-piece nugget, if I imagine correctly.
What do I think about taking the Blue Jackets on the road?
Against the Habs?
The Habitat?
I'm going to stay away from it.
No, thanks.
If you said, Tony, you're going to pick a side, I'd go with the Blue Jackets in this one.
I would go other side if I got in my head. I do like the Habs.
Yeah. Caden Primeau is going for the Habs tonight, and he's not played great this year. So.
Caden Primeau?
Yeah.
You know what? Give me the Blue Jackets.
Keith's son?
Where's Leakins? For the jacket,
I think. Give me the Blue Jackets.
Merzlikins is a bit of a maniac on the ice.
Let me check real quick.
Nothing
check
for me there, please.
He'll get out and fucking throw.
Yep. Give me the Blue Jackets.
All right. Put it down.
Yep.
Mark it down. It's on the card.
CBJ on the card. Penguins in Ottawa, I want nothing.
Yeah. Boy, what a shit fest this is. Pens have lost 6 to the last 7.
What the fuck? This might Ottawa's be the worst lost game like 7 of the year.
In a row. Yeah, no
legitimately.
Thanks.
No thanks. The Sharks don't seem very hungry in Philadelphia.
No, and I like Philly here, so maybe work them into a parlay because there's no way to get good value on the game. But
the Sharks not hungry?
It's Torts out tonight. No.
Yeah, it's Torts out.
Yeah, I feel like the Sharks might.
Is it plus 2.5 on the Sharks?
Well, the Sharks are starting Magnus Crona.
I love Magnus Crona.
Nobody knows how to stop the puck like Magnus.
No one's ever been more hungry than Magnus Crona.
Yeah, dude, it glove side. Are you kidding me?
He's 1-3 on the year. Save percentage is in the eights. So
that's pretty good.
Gotta beat him glove.
No thanks.
We don't get the.
Some people Sharks. Are saying this is could be a matchup.
Stanley Cup final.
Could be Shark.
Not Sharks. I'm not talking about Sharks Texas and Flyers.
Hot.
Did you see that?
I'm talking about Florida Panthers and Texas hockey.
Did you see that random thing about Big Bob against Texas hockey?
No. What his numbers?
He's phenomenal.
Okay. They play each other a lot. Okay.
Well, I can't recall the tweet that I saw this morning. I kind of just didn't want to look at it because it was pretty impressive.
So which way we go?
Texas hockey.
I don't want to do it. We almost flipped the coin for this. I'm not going to. Just the spare Gumpy.
You can take Panthers.
I lean Panthers just because I think they're deeper.
Sure.
But Texas hockey being at home, I think that gives them an edge. So I'm not going
to
pick it.
Tana is really starting to cook too.
Yeah. I like both these teams a lot. I think they're both very well balanced.
This is people are saying Stanley Cup preview.
A little bit deeper.
Yotes are on the road at Minnesota is $2 favorite, so I don't want anything there. Anaheim and Chicago, they both stink.
Yeah,
there's some bad talk tonight, huh?
I mean, Colorado's at Calgary.
Oh, yeah. Put me down Avs in 60, baby.
Okay. So, yeah, Colorado, not great on the road.
No.
I'm not going to pick against 14 and 14.
See, this is why if you get to the playoffs, I feel like you could get the Avs.
Because they're not great on the road.
Yes.
Maybe a Naz Kadri revenge game.
Nah, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't. Avs is Calgary won, in the offs right now?
Won three in a row and 5 of the last 6.
Is Gary in the offs right now?
I didn't think Gary was in the offs right now. No.
Gary's lost 3 of their last 4.
Gary out.
Yeah, they are.
Who's in the last spot of the
Vegas off? With 75 points. The next closest would be St. Louis in the 9 spot with 69 and the Wild with 69.
Speaking of
VGK. Do they have any games in hand on VGK for the offs?
No, Vegas actually has a game in hand on both of those teams.
So who, if it's ended today, who would VGK play in the offs?
We're talking 1-8, right? We're talking the Cougars.
Is that how it works? Because doesn't it go
It'd be Cougars VGK to kick things off?
Well, VGK tonight is in Seattle.
I like VGK tonight.
I also like VGK in Seattle. Yeah.
I am on the Blue Jackets tonight, and I am on the Seattle Kraken.
Wow.
Doing a little crack at home.
Good to see you back.
I'm on Carolina.
Good to see you back where
I'm
you
I'm on
belong.
Detroit, and I'm on VGK.
I'm on Canes.
How could I not?
Wings, Stars, Av60, and VGK.
Good luck.
Good luck in the offs.
Good luck.
Nick's got potential huge NFL breaking news that he texted me. So
yep. Really?
Maybe.
Holy
Steelers?
Shit.
Maybe.
NFL news?
From wide receiver on the Pittsburgh Steelers that's due a roster bonus on Friday.
Trade.
Maybe.
Wait.
When it's going to happen, it's going to happen within the next day or two.
Do you think you guys will make the offs this year?
Yeah, we always make the offs.
9-8-1.
What we do.
It's good.
What we do.
It's good.
10-7 making the offs.
So losing in the first. Where's Deontay Johnson going?
That's not who he's talking about.
Really?
Talking about?
Yeah, talking about someone else.
Interesting.
He didn't say it was the Steelers.
Oh, he did. Hmm. What are you talking about?
We'll see. Talk to you after.
So is this a speculation
news? No, this is breaking news, this is from dude.
The Mayo Man.
This is from.
No, it's not from the Mayo. This is from.
There's no way that I'd tell you this right now. Fucking Caboli. Caboli was making a mayo sandwich today. I don't care what he. There was no turkey going in that fucking sandwich. It was mayo and cheese sandwich for Caboli today. I fucking guarantee it.
The thought of that.
I fucking guarantee it.
Microwave is so disgusting.
I have never microwaved a sandwich.
Why would you?
That's what I'm.
No. I've like taken taken a chicken cutlet sandwich off the bread, put it on a plate, put it in the microwave, put it back on the bread.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Unless it's a croissant.
A croissant.
Okay. A croissant.
Did we do, see, baby?
Matthew. No, we did not. Yeah. But I do like a croissant.
Okay. I love a
croissant. You know what? I'll give you a little, it's a little cheat code here. Dunkin' breakfast sandwich.
Croissant.
Get it on a croissant.
Oh, yeah,
croissant.
You have to. They have the flake.
Every time.
Most delicious croissant.
Yeah. The most is croissant I ever had. Yeah, they do. Unfortunately, I'm severely hungover every time I order it, so I don't really take it in as I should.
It just goes right in.
Yeah, like it's kind of soaking up the booze.
Yeah, it goes in there like a hug.
Yeah. It is.
What are you liking to say, baby?
It is. Sometimes I'll actually, before I go to bed, when I'm boozed up, I will get the order in. So the Dunkin's there.
Schedule your Uber.
Yes, 9 a.m. I would need my croissant.
Mm-hmm. Right when it opens, they're like, this fucking guy, Kyle.
people aren't going to like what I'm about to do here.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Not this one. I like St. Louis Moneyline versus Rhode Island.
Okay.
Okay.
I like St. Mary's +3.5 versus Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Ooh. Massive game.
How'd that work out last night?
It didn't. Luckily, I passed out, so I didn't follow my own advice, but neither underdog covered. Okay. I'm going against you, though, Gumby. I laid the 175 with Gonzaga.
Okay.
Because I'm a mark.
And for maybe the last time this season, I don't know. Well, probably not, because we still got the
tournament.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I like Miami Moneyline versus Boston College. No. I can't quit this team. I don't know why, dude.
They need that one, huh?
I mean, I don't think it matters at this point, Bruce.
It's nice having Fordham as like a long shot in the A-10, because now it's just like, hey, we got a game tomorrow. Maybe we got a game on Thursday.
Fordham's already playing games in the A-10 tournament.
Dude, they beat Davidson
round, brother.
Well,
Dukes have a bye.
Yeah, they do. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Go Dukes.
Oh, Georgia Tech up on Notre Dame.
Oh, they came back?
Yeah.
Let's go. I have Georgia Tech.
West Virginia up on Cincy at the half.
Here we go, boy.
Call me crazy. I think I like what this Stony Brook team's been doing. And I know Charleston's very good. 9.5 feels like a lot for CAA championship.
Okay.
It does. That's the finals, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, Oakland is the Horizon League championship tonight.
I see you got VCU tomorrow, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, brother.
Denver, South Dakota State, Summit League championship. If you can get eyes, I would watch this Gonzaga St. Mary's game tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Should be a banger.
Should be. And then everything else is just semifinals.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll give out our picks for the players.
All right.
Right, Bruce? This is your reminder, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right, Bruce? Mm-hmm. Champions League tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dortmund, Moneyline versus PSV. And I like Inter Milan, Toronto Bet versus Atletico.
Yeah, I love it.
Then we got the FA Cup this weekend, little EPL.
Can't wait.
Liverpool, Man U this weekend, FA Cup, fifth round. Oof. Jeez.
Tomorrow night, we got Messi taking on Nashville.
Is that tomorrow? The CONCACAF
Champions Cup round of 16. So is that a part of my Apple Pass?
I don't know, but you get the whole season.
No, it's on, I think that'll be on Fox.
Hmm.
Where did I watch? Yeah, it's on Fox, the CONCACAF Champions
Cup. I haven't had buyer's remorse quite like the MLS season pass through 2 days.
Oh, no, it's worth it.
$80 for the season.
Oh.
It's part, yeah. Isn't it just part of the Apple TV?
No.
I had renewed my Apple TV. My free trial had long expired, and I was like, you know what? I want
to watch. First and foremost, you should have Apple TV. Put out a lot of bangers.
Yeah.
I know. I don't watch anything, brother.
You won't regret it. No. There's a lot of good games to be had.
You're gonna love it.
I'm gonna be dialed in.
You are.
NYCFC, bottom of the table. They're worse than Burnley relative to their competition.
Bet on Burnley.
JJ trying to say that they tried to park the bus makes it even worse.
Yeah, like it was like a goalie kick up and it almost went like, in and the guy just touched it and scored.
Even if you try and they just don't admit you were trying because that makes it 100 times worse that you can't sit in.
I completely agree.
Legitimately, when your coach is maybe one of the best defenders of all time.
Get him a jersey.
Yeah, legit. Seriously. Mate, you got anything for us today?
I had some free time. Tony?
Yep.
Don't go around saying the world owes you a living. The world owes you nothing. It was here first. Mark Twain.
Who?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
Great author. Yeah.
Mark country Twain. Singer.
Yes. No, not country. No, not the country singer.
I think it was.
Great author.
Really?
He's up there.
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, it's an interesting tale.
Wow. Good country singer, too.
We'll be back tomorrow with a lot.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Darn.